A suicide loss survivor shares her story and hopes to save others. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A local woman has become the voice and advocate for suicide prevention in Tuscarawas County. Christy Wilkin of Newcomerstown is no stranger to suicide loss. Wilkin is a three-time suicide loss survivor, with the most recent loss of a cousin just a couple years ago.
When my dad died by suicide, it was in 97, and just swept it under the rug. Well, when it happened to my husband in 2011, I decided to get involved and got involved in the group and then started to heal. We wanted to help people.
Wilkin has been a volunteer for years within Tuscarawas County and most recently became one of three individuals who are known as certified gatekeepers.
And a certified gatekeeper is someone that can recognize the signs and symptoms and know where to get help in the Tuscarawas Valley and surrounding area for anyone that's struggling.
Wilkin is the event chairwoman for the annual Walk Into the Light Suicide Prevention Walk that will take place Sunday, September 23rd at the Newcomerstown High School Lee Stadium. Along with the Adams Board and the Survivors of Suicide Support Group of Tuscarawas and Carroll Counties, they will be hosting a variety of speakers, musicians, and activities.
This year we have an awesome speaker that's coming in. He's been involved in the Tuscarawas Valley before. His name is Billy Ballinger, and he'll be bringing his group Break the Gray. They will have a very important message for us.
Wilkin adds that no one is immune to suicide. It can happen to anyone. If you or anyone you know is struggling, visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org or call 1-800-273-TALK. The Dover City School District is reviewing their revenue sources and what the next 5 years looks like. Currently, the district does not have outstanding debts to be funded out of the general fund, which generates roughly $23 million a year. School District Treasurer Marcia Clark explains that the five-year outlook shows where their money is being spent.
It's just good fiscal management to be looking ahead. It gives us information as to when we're going to be in deficit spending situations, when we're going to need additional funding to maintain the programs that we have, or if we need to make changes to programs in order to help balance the budget.
At this time, Dover School is experiencing a stagnant revenue period, with their property taxes, state funding source, and the loss of all tangible personnel property tax.
So businesses no longer pay that inventory tax, which was collected locally and distributed to the local government units. For several years, the state had a reimbursement plan where we got some of that money back.
The 2019-2020 year will be the last school term the district will collect those funds. And Clark notes that the TPP made up about 15% of the general fund budget, and next year they will collect less than $100,000. She says to help with the lost funding, Dover has a five-year levy on the November ballot.
That's for $3,357,000. So we're just at this point trying to recoup those funds that we've lost, and we're not even getting an inflationary increase.
Clark points out that the school district is still working on a plan if voters do not approve the levy. And in your state news, an Ohio woman whose car was struck by a police officer chasing a stolen vehicle has been killed. The Dayton Daily News reports 57-year-old Mary Talby of Lebanon died at a hospital after Tuesday evening's crash in southwest Ohio's Miami Township. Officials say a Marine police cruiser collided with Talby's vehicle as it chased an 18-year-old woman in a stolen Jeep. The woman crashed the Jeep and was arrested. And in sports, the Indians fell yesterday afternoon to Tampa Bay, 3-1. Jose Ramirez hit his 38th home run of the season as Carlos Carrasco suffered the loss. The Reds suffered their first loss to the Dodgers this season. 8-1 was that final score. And Pittsburgh topped St. Louis 4-3. The Indians, Reds, and Pirates all have the day off today. Thursday night football is back tonight. The Bengals host the Ravens. Kickoff is at 8:20 in Cincinnati. If you missed last night's Extra Point show with the Strasburg Tigers, you can find it in the podcast section at WTUZ.com. The Big Z Sports crew, they also recapped week 3 and peeked ahead to week 4 of the high school football season. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by Bonifay Home Supply, your hometown hardware store in Denison. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Bonifay, your hometown hardware. Bonifay, your hometown store. You can find what you're looking for. You can get it here at Bonifay.
Bonne Fay Home Supply and Tool Rental in Denison is your full-line hardware store. Here are some great deals this month while supplies last. Save up to $5 on exterior house paint. A third horsepower Moen garbage disposal is just $59.99. A Waterpik shower head, $14.49. 12-gallon shop vac is $89.99. That's a $30 savings. RV antifreeze, $2.69 a gallon. Bonne Fay also has grass seed, leaf rakes, case knives, and weather stripping in stock. Make sure to check out Bonne Fay's other in-store specials. Serving the community for 35 years. Bonne Fay Home Supply and Tool Rental. Open Monday through Saturday on Grant Street in Denison.
Bonne Fay, hometown hardware. Bonne Fay, hometown hardware. Bonne Fay, hometown hardware.
Areas of fog early today, then partly sunny. It will be warmer with high temperatures in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. About a 40% chance of getting hit with a shower, maybe even a clap of thunder this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 67. Friday, partly sunny, stray afternoon showers, high 83. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, high of 83. It'll stay dry this weekend with sunshine. Sunday's high of 83 degrees. Next chance of rain from the remnants of Florence coming later Monday into Tuesday, although right now it looks like rain amounts will be light. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, find WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.